In this bulletin, Qantas finds cracks in three of its Boeing 737 aircraft. A new report says improving migrant job matching services could deliver $6 billion per year to the economy. And in tennis, Ashleigh Barty secures a place in the WTA semi-finals. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Qantas has reassured passengers their safety is paramount after the carrier had to remove three of its Boeing 737 aircraft from service. The planes have been grounded by the airline to repair hairline cracks found in the pickle fork structure. Qantas earlier this week found one example of cracking in an aircraft and identified the other two during an audit of 33 of its 75-strong Boeing 737 fleet. Qantas Domestic Chief Executive Andrew David says all three planes will return to service by the end of the year, and the airline will work to minimise any disruption to passengers.
Qantas will never fly a plane if we do not believe it is safe to do so. Our entire reputation, our brand is built on our safety record.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton wants activists to cover the costs of police responses to protests. It comes after hundreds of police clashed with anti-mining demonstrators in Melbourne. Mr Dutton has told the Nine Network the disorder caused by activists means police are being diverted away from other activities. He says the protesters should have to pay a price for the chaos they cause.
For many of them, they don't believe even in democracy. This is not about free speech. It's not about the ability to protest. These people are completely against our way of life. So I think the Prime Minister is dead right in saying that these people can protest peacefully, as many people do, but the disruption that they seek to cause, the disharmony that they seek to sow within our society is unacceptable.
So what? In other news, a new report has found improving job matching services for migrants could deliver $6 billion to the Australian economy each year. The report from the independent Bankwest Curtin Economics Centre suggests helping migrants find a job at a similar skill level to those they had in their country of origin could strongly benefit the Australian economy. Report co-author Professor Alan Duncan says around 35% of migrants from non-English speaking backgrounds are working in jobs they're formerly overqualified for. He says there are several arguments as to the reasons behind that, including some skills are less transferable than others.
One argument is that there are barriers to entry for those from non-English speaking backgrounds coming to Australia in accessing labour market opportunities that are stronger than the barriers to entry from those in other backgrounds or from native born Australians. But whatever the reason, there's a huge untapped potential. There's a huge human capital here.
The Aged Care Royal Commission's interim report has warned cruel and harmful aged care needs immediate funding for high-need in-home care recipients. The report has also highlighted the need to deal with the use of chemical restraints in residential aged care and get 6,000 disabled people out of nursing homes as soon as possible. Labor Deputy Leader Richard Marles has told the Nine Network the federal government is to blame for the failures of the sector. He says it cut $1.2 billion of funding from the aged care system and had to be dragged kicking and screaming to the Royal Commission.
I think everyone, as you just said, Deb, would be asking, is my mother safe? I mean, that's the real question that people today are asking about how they feel in relation to the aged care system. 16,000 Australians die each year waiting to get into the aged care system. I mean, this is an absolute national scandal. The government has a whole lot of questions that it needs to answer.
In men's tennis, Australia's number one, Alex de Minaur, has been knocked out of the Paris Masters in straight sets. Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas defeated the 20-year-old 6-3, 6-4. Despite the loss, de Minaur reached a career high this year of world number 18 and will now play the next Gen ATP finals in Milan next week. And in women's tennis, Ashleigh Barty has secured her place in the WTA semi-finals in China with a straight sets win over Petra Kvitova. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. There are showers in Perth and 18, much the same for Adelaide, 32. It's dry in Melbourne, showers overnight though, and 34. 32 degrees in Hobart and windy. It's sunny in Canberra and 32. Smoke haze in Wollongong, 25. In Sydney, much the same, 26. In Newcastle, smoke haze and 29. A shower or two, 25. In Brisbane, partly cloudy in Cairns, 30. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.